G'day to Minister Glenn Butcher, Member for Gladstone. Hello, mate. You're a Bamiga.
Yeah, I am, Hamo. Yeah, part of my ministerial role in the Queensland Government. We have what's called a ministerial Indigenous program, which we go up and have a look and support far remote Indigenous communities. So I'm lucky enough to have the Northern Peninsula area, which takes in Bamiga and Sasha and a few other lovely little places, Mapoon and a few other areas up here. So good to get out and have a chat with the locals and see what's going on, particularly council, which is I guess what the job is, and supporting these communities up here. It's a lot different to what we have in Gladstone, and it certainly opens your eyes, you know, how things are different in remote communities. So yeah, it's good to get out and about and have a look, and I'll be back in the mighty Gladstone tomorrow morning.
All right. Now, you've been travelling around a fair bit too, haven't you?
Yeah, my role is Minister for Regional Development and Manufacturing and Water, as a lot of people might know. But, you know, and a lot of that works, it's a big state, and a lot of that work is getting out and about and just seeing those water projects that are happening. You know, the manufacturers in the state, which is doing absolutely going gangbusters at the moment. Obviously, one of the big things that the problems we're hearing all across the board is just having trouble getting people to do the work. There's a big call on to get more people to come and do the work. But everywhere I go, every regional community, every town is desperate for extra workers. It's just one of those things. And when your unemployment rate's at about 3.9% or getting lower, makes it pretty difficult to find those people to fill these jobs. So there's a big call on Hamo right across regional Queensland to try and get some workers to leave the city and come on out to regional Queensland.
Is there a way that people can find out about the jobs? Is it something on Queensland government?
I think the best platform is those the employment search engines, Seeks and those type of things.
Yep.
There's thousands of those jobs on there, and it's not just tradies. It's it's things like baristas and coffee makers and all that sort of stuff that people are looking for. So, and I know that the businesses are keen to keep following to try and get those those international backpackers and that back, and that's slowly starting to happen. Met a few people even up here that have moved in up from Newcastle just for something different and a bit of a change. So it is slowly happening, but it's going to take some time to get people to fill these jobs. But it's really important too, though. We've also, while we're up here in Bamiga, we've got the housing department up here. It's not only just in Gladstone where there's issues with housing, but it's right across regional Queensland. We just need to get some more developers to come in. We just need to get a few more social dwellings built, and that's starting to happen, which is good to see.
Yeah, good. Now, mate, there's a rumour I've heard that you might be going for... you think I'm going to surprise you with something?
I wouldn't be shocked at anything that comes up here.
That you might be participating in a fun run in a couple of weeks, is that right?
Yeah, the Port to Parks I can't say that I'll be participating, but I certainly will be involved and go down and be part of it. It's an amazing event, and there's a lot of people get involved with it. One of the best things of it, mate, is that it actually raises money for a few charities, which is even better. So, yeah, big shout out to the Gladstone Ports Corporation. They do a fantastic job in organising this, and Emma Rouse and the team and Hannah down there, they're certainly doing a lot of marketing to get people signed up. So there's still opportunities for people to get onto their website and sign up for the run. You don't have to run, you can just walk. I think there's a 3K and a 5K. And it's, if the weather sticks up like it has been, I think it'll be an absolutely amazing day and plenty of Gladstone locals out and about, which is exactly what it's designed to do.
Yeah. All right, mate. I'll let you go. I know you're busy. You're back in town tomorrow. And we'll catch up again next week, eh?
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Emma. Thanks, everyone.
State Member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher there on 4CC.